How'd your pet injure you?
I go for a jog with my dog over the weekend. We go about 4.5 miles and get back. And I am going to go pick up some, you know, droppings, dog do in the backyard.
Sure.
And I'm out in the backyard. We just got home. He is juiced and he starts getting the zoomies, right?
Uh-huh.
And I see him out of the corner of my eye like a flash. And I start to pause, but he runs right into my leg.
Oh, no.
And I know it, I'm going down.
Oh, no. Are you going down on...
I know. A lot of people ask me that. Yeah. And then thankfully... And I had thought that, too, because I had just stepped over a pile. And I'm like, oh, God!
Please don't fall.
And so, no, didn't do that. But then I pop up, and he is just running around. Like, he's got the zoomies. You know, when you see a dog with zoomies, that's what happens.
He didn't even care. You're down.
No.
He does. He doesn't look back. Nope.
No.
He's just going on his way.
Yes. Didn't stop. Didn't do anything. Didn't even phase him.
Yep. Nope.
And just continued on his way. And I still have a knot on my shin.
Oh,
a bruise and a knot on my shin to where I go in and I'm like...
Did you tell him about it? Did they say, Dougal, listen, did you see what you did to Daddy?
No. And you know what? I was proud of myself. I didn't even yell at him. I just, you know, because dogs are going to dog, right?
Yep, he was dogging.
Yeah, he was dogging. And so dogs are going to dog. And so I go inside and I show my wife. I'm like, by the way... Look at my leg. Look at this bruise. And she's like, oh my gosh, what happened? And so I tell her and she goes, wait,
let's go back and look at the footage.
She said, did anybody see that? And she's laughing. She's like, did anybody see that? And I'm like, well, someone walked by maybe 3 minutes later. But no, I don't think they saw it. And then yes, like what you said, we have Ring cameras set up.
Let's go back and look at the footage.
So I was like, you know what?
Oh, there it is.
It might actually be caught in the Ring camera.
Yeah,
and
sure
so
was.
You can see the moment of impact and me just take an ungraceful tumble to the ground.
Bless your heart. And then, but then you said you got bullied into posting the footage.
Yeah, so I had a couple people reach out on stories because originally my wife just shared it on her stories and thought it was funny. And so I reposted on my stories and several messages were like, this needs to live on the feed. And
it does.
And so I was like, all right, fine. I'll own up to it. It'll be more than just 24 hours of embarrassment and subject me to more ridicule than I already get.
So now you can go back and look at it anytime you want.
Yeah, exactly. Right there.
And then it'll keep coming up in memories for years to come.
I know. Won't that be great?
Social media does that. Hey, remember the one time this happened?
I think this is the part that kind of just makes me chuckle every time I hear it. It's when, the music that goes to it, when you hear the, ha! That's when the dog takes me out.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
the time.
It absolutely just takes me out. So, yeah.
It's always, you know, falls like that are always great when they have a soundtrack.
Yeah, and...
It just enhances the experience for the viewer.
He just takes me out like a linebacker.
Yep.
An absolute linebacker, so...
Yep, didn't even hesitate, didn't even, like, stumble at all.
No, he just continues on.
Nope, like a freight train of fun, just zooming around.
You can see him.
He was motivated by something. He saw something, he's going after it.
Yeah, anyways... How did your pet injure you? I'm still nursing a bruised shin with a knot that's the size of a golf ball on my shin because this dog, 60-pound dog, barrels into me running full tilt.
He's still a 15 out of 10 on a good pupper scale.
Yeah, I mean, he was just dogging. That's all he was doing.
Dogs are going to dog.
Dogs are going to dog, right? Dogs
are going to
dog.
You were just in the way. That's your fault, actually.
You're right. That was my bad.
You were just in the yard.
He shouldn't have been
in the yard.
He's like, this is my spot. I am very happy I'm running.
All my territory,
I am running.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Take some of your stories coming up. How'd your pet injure you?
I'm surprised I haven't been injured more with my three pugs.
I was going to say.
Underfoot. I have narrowly escaped death on stairs many times.
Yeah, because when animals decide they want to be somewhere, they don't necessarily wait for you to do anything. They just
They're going quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Jess says, just last week, I leaned in for a sweet dog kiss, and he sneezed directly into my open mouth.
wait, say that again. Say that again.
So she's leaning in for a dog kiss. He sneezes directly into her open mouth.
Oh, my God.
She said, I gagged, slipped, and hit my knee on the coffee table. Still have a bruise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that is awful. That is awful.
When you're like,
it's bad enough when they sneeze in your face. If your mouth is open, and that's where it goes.
Oh, that's funny. Swifty Kim texts us and says, not me, but my sister-in-law. Her dog tripped her outside. She fell, broke her elbow so badly.
Oh, gosh.
She had to have surgery on it, and it's still not the same 5 years later.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, just be glad that you, A, just fell on some soft grass, and B, didn't fall in dog doo.
Oh, yeah, me?
Because
right.
You were out there trying to pick up dog doo-doo.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. and he just absolutely took me out like a freight train. Oh, shoot.
Bless your heart.
Jason said, my dog saw a squirrel turned into a missile. The leash wrapped around my ankles. I went airborne, slid 3 feet down the sidewalk, and still have the scar. Wow.
And the squirrel escaped.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. Oh, wow.
Dang.
Wasn't worth it. Wasn't hashtag worth it.
No, definitely not.
Tammy said, tried to feed my kids hamster.
Mm-hmm.
It bit my finger hard enough to draw blood.
Oh,
I didn't know something the size of a marshmallow could be that aggressive. Thankfully, no stitches.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Listen to this from Christy. She texted us and said, I was inside the house getting dressed. All of a sudden, I hear our dog losing his mind and horses making noises.
Oh, no.
I look outside. He is chasing people on horseback down the road.
What?
And so I run to get him across the rocks barefoot, break my toe.
Oh my gosh.
It's like dogs are absolutely menaces.
They're feral.
They're like,
they're
listen,
really feral.
This is my path.
Yes.
Get out of here, big horses.
Lose their ever loving minds if they see someone walking by the street. They're in the window. They get up on this chair that's right in my husband's office, and they will just lose their minds, just telling them the business that this is our yard.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Absolutely.
What are you doing? All right, we'll get to some more here coming up because we got plenty of people that are rolling in. How their pet injured you, all right?
I mean, Greg is shirtless, so we're going to have to
talk. All right, Greg is shirtless. Like that. All right, that's coming up on 99.7DJX. 99.7DJX. How did your pet injure you? My dog took me out like a freight train. In the backyard.
Dish was like, her 11-year-old Harrison said the audio and the video of Ben biting it was perfection.
Because when it's you great. Hear the, yeah, that's when he absolutely just takes me out.
Absolutely.
Right here.
It really enhanced it, having a soundtrack like that.
Ah, there you go. Greg, shirtless on the couch, he said, my cat panicked over absolutely nothing and used my chest as a launch pad.
Oh, gosh!
I screamed in a pitch I didn't know I had. Still have the scratch scar on my chest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the claws. Oh, the claws.
Yeah, those claws are no joke.
No, that'll get you.
No joke.
Oh, wow. Eric said, last month I tripped over my dog sleeping on the stairs at 2 a.m. I fell. He didn't move. I sprained my wrist.
Yeah, Catherine from Crestwood rolls in and says, I got between my hen and our rooster, and Sven the rooster attacked me with his spurs and tore my jeans across my shins. Still have the scars after a year, and the rooster became part of the circle of life.
Oh, wow. Oh, R.I.P. Sven.
Oh, Sven.
It's like Sven. Wow. This is mommy. You're not supposed to scratch a mommy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Amy said, I was doing yoga at home. My dog thought it was playtime, tackled me mid-downward dog, pulled a muscle in my back, had to explain that to urgent care.
Oh, no. Oh, see, Michelle was also a victim of the zoomies. Last weekend, I got whipped in the face by my dog's tail during zoomies. He hit me square in the eye.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I lost vision, and I may have cried.
Oh, my gosh. That is painful. I mean, when you've got a big dog and their tail is whack, whack, whacking you in the leg, that hurts in and of itself.
Sure does, let alone the eye. Oh, another sweet baby kitten. Cindy jumped into my lap with perfect grace.
Aww.
Claws fully out.
Oh!
Caught me off guard. I stood up screaming. Yes, there was blood.
I mean, kittens don't know yet. They don't know.
They don't know. They don't even know.
Chaz said my husband and I were walking our two dogs. He had one. I had the other. All of a sudden, the dogs were wrapped the leash around our legs.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. Yeah. They went in opposite directions, got so tight around our legs. We both fell. I panicked. I was yelling. I don't know what to do. And then we went down.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, Chaz, I live that because I have dared take all three of my dogs to the vet by myself. Mm-hmm. Trying to not have them cross the streams was impossible. Like, they literally got all completely tangled around my legs. Yeah. And it was the most embarrassing thing to sit there and watch me struggle with trying to untangle all of them and keep them from going nuts over barking at other dogs.
All right, a couple more. How your pet injured yourself. Yeah, Danielle, I had a parrot growing up. One time, parrot landed on my shoulder, bit my ear because I changed my earrings. It drew blood.
Oh, my gosh. Fashion choices have consequences.
Yes, they do.
The parrot has a taste.
Yes, they do.
And that one didn't like those.
Nope.
Change that. Oh, Rachel, my puppy, jumped onto the bed at full speed, headbutted me in the nose.
Yes.
Instant tears.
Yes.
Thumb was broken.
Yes.
And then he just fell asleep immediately like nothing happened.
He's like, I'm just tired, Mom. I'm just tired.
Wow. Yeah, no, that hurts. Oh, I did. We were kind of like having a family wrestle session, like, and the dogs decide to get in on it now.
Sure.
Like, whenever they start to, they'll just see looks on their faces and they get all ready to go. And well, they took Mom down and then the dogs jumped on my face. Yes, my nose. I thought and I got a nosebleed from it.
So. I was going to say that hurts.
Yep.
That is
sure
no
does.
Joke. All right. Hey, thank you. We love our pets, but sometimes they hurt us.
Sometimes they're jerks.
Sometimes they're jerks. All right, good stories. Sometimes when you think you've seen someone, you don't get a name or number, but you want to follow up. What do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man.
Okay.
To the shirtless guy on the Jumbotron.
All right.
You, shirtless. Center court.
Okay.
Bearded. Dad bod confidence radiating like a space heater in winter.
Okay.
No ring that my binocular vision could detect.
All right.
One beer in each hand like you were born that way. When the camera found you, you didn't panic or wave awkwardly. You performed.
Yes.
Fist pumping, chugging, cheering like you were the card's emotional support human.
All right.
I was there with friends, fully clothed, fully unprepared for the jolt of wild energy I didn't know my life was missing until that exact moment.
Sure.
You looked about my age.
All right.
Fun in a way that suggests you might enjoy a farmer's market, but also absolutely know your way around a Kroger on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
I caught myself imagining.
Yeah.
And wondering if you'd get along with my two male roommates.
What?
Elvis Persley and Sir Pounce-a-Lot. That's important.
Elvis Persley and Sir Pounce-a-Lot.
That's pretty great.
I like that.
Even though you were only on the big screen for a blink, I found you across the arena and, yes, kept watching.
Yes.
I remain deeply impressed by your ability to fist pump, chug beer, and maintain peak cheering stamina for the entire game without losing form.
That is impressive.
I hoped we'd accidentally collide after the final buzzer. A spilled beer, a meet cute, a destiny.
Yeah.
Instead, you vanished back into the crowd like a beautiful, slightly sweaty Bigfoot. So if you see this
and are
open to some fun with an attractive 30-something who owns too many throw blankets and passes my cat test, reply with what your friend wrote on your chest so I know it's really you.
what your friend wrote in your chest? That just sounds like a whole lot of unhinged craziness.
What in the world? I do want to meet the cat, so.
Elvis Presley Sir Pouncelot. I love it. It's
Craigslist missed connections.
To the lady in the Kroger aisle. All of them. Man for woman. You were wearing leggings, sweatshirt, black hair pulled into a ponytail and running errands. I was a 35-year-old divorced guy with a half-formed grocery list and the confidence of a guy who'd survived a marriage and now fears nothing except social interaction.
Oh, wow.
We kept passing each other in the Kroger aisles. Produce, cereal, frozen foods. Every aisle came with another glance, another smile. Wow, it's been a while because that smile sent my brain into a full spiral.
Oh, wow.
Started drafting a witty line in my head. Something light, you know, something charming. Something that said I'm emotionally available. It's still fun at bar trivia.
Bar trivia?
Three aisles later, I finally worked up the courage. I decided I'd casually comment on whatever product you happen to be looking at and make some sort of joke. You know, simple, safe, foolproof, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Except you were in the feminine hygiene aisle.
No. Aboard mission! Aboard mission!
And then before I could stop myself, my brain watched in horror as my mouth said, that time of the month, huh?
Oh, God! No!
Followed by an awkward chuckle that sounded like my soul leaving my body.
Oh, my God.
You look confused. Rightfully. My brain immediately pulled the fire alarm on the entire interaction. I abandoned my half-filled cart and left the store.
Yes, we're just run away.
He just was like, I'm out.
Just run away.
Sat in my car questioning every life choice that led me there.
Finished.
Socially deceased.
Oh, yeah. Nope. There's no recovery. You don't ever go back to that store again.
If by some miracle you see this, I just want you to know that I thought you were incredibly attractive. Your smile was the highlight of my grocery run.
Dang it.
And I would love a second chance where I do not say the worst possible sentence in a man can say in public.
That was the worst possible sentence, I think, yes.
I promise I'm much more normal in aisles that do not contain pink packaging.
Oh, wow. Listen.
It's like... his mouth just starts saying, and his brain's like, no, don't say that.
No. And then he did. And listen, this, just as a woman who ever has to buy anything like that, we are trying to get in and out undetected with those products.
Yeah.
We're going to the self-checkout. We're not trying to have any sort of human interaction with those products in our possession. It's just FYI.
That bless time of the heart. Month, huh?
Oh, my God. We never go back there again.
All right.
We go to another store forever. Bless his heart.
All right, so whether you're looking for the shirtless dude who was on the Jumbotron or the lady walking the aisles at Kroger.
No.
We need to know which Kroger it was, though.
Oh, no.
That's
no,
what
no.
we need to know. It can be one thing, and that is...
Craigslist.
How about group therapy?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, is this Stacy?
Hey, yes it is.
Hey, you said call me
stupid Stacy.
Yeah, I'm not going to say
no,
that.
We're not
because,
doing that. We'll just call you Stacy.
Yeah, we're going to call you Stacy. Yeah, so.
I feel a little stupid, though.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I got in the dumbest fight with my boyfriend, and I just really want to apologize to him.
Well, this
is... like right here and now?
this is a great place to do it, sure.
I already apologized. I thought maybe if I apologized publicly, it'd be better, because it's just like a stupid, silly fight that's totally my fault. Well, not totally my fault, but mostly my fault.
What'd he do?
He would not stop whistling. Okay, it was so annoying, and like, I know it's really petty, that's on me, but like, at this point, we literally haven't spoken in 2 days over it, so
oh, wow.
I just want to say I'm so sorry for being petty and silly, but it was really annoying, but I'm sorry, and I shouldn't have made such a big deal about it.
So he's just going around like, or is he like... sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you.
He just triggered her.
He's like, all day. I was like, please,
So he's not like whistling. He's just whistling, just being amongst himself and just passing the time type of thing, right?
Yeah, but nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't, he never whistled, and all of a sudden a couple of weeks ago he started whistling here and there, and the other day it was just constant, and I was just like, please shut up, and he's like, don't talk to me that way, and I was like, but you've got to stop whistling, and then it just kind of escalated, but it's silly and petty, it was really over nothing, that's why I feel bad, and I just want to say I'm sorry, and...
It's big of you to
admit that,
yeah.
But yeah, maybe next time we don't let a couple of days go by, we kind of...
Kelly.
I'm sorry. You need a couple of days?
No, I'm just saying you've been in the same situation, maybe not with whistling, but where you are angry.
It goes
and
a couple of hours, though. We usually try to address it.
I know.
Have you gone a couple of days?
There have been times, because it was maybe like last year that my wife and I, we just like blew up at each other over something absolutely ridiculous. It was over... something about the refrigerator. We were both like
sticking to
right.
Your guns.
Yes, yep. We were both stubborn, and I'm like, I'm right. She's like, I'm right. You don't see my butt. And
how long did that go?
And it took maybe a day. So I mean, I get it, Stacy. You know, where he just remembered that he could whistle,
and you needed to fester for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it escalated because I snapped at him and he didn't like the way I talked to him. And so
yeah,
maybe if other people have like other stories of like where they were maybe a little bit petty in a fight or
making mountains out of molehills.
Yeah. And it like escalated, but then they felt bad. And then I don't know. I wouldn't feel so stupid. I mean, it happens. Like, you guys had it and maybe other people have situations. There's like a little thing that just escalates. And
yeah.
It never should have been a fight to begin with.
Yeah. Stacy, give us his number. We'll call him right now. we'll get this thing all worked out for you.
I think it'd be so much better to just put him on blast on the radio.
Yeah,
he will love that.
I'm sure he'll love it. And I would love to hear him whistle. Maybe we could even make a game of it. Like, what song is he whistling?
Oh, no. I'm really bad that I yelled at him about it, but I don't ever want to hear him whistle again. Please, let's not encourage that.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Stacy, I do appreciate you being so raw with your...
Open and honest.
Yes, open and honest with your feelings. And then
taking accountability.
And then, coming to us and saying, hey, you know what? I want to make sure that he knows publicly that I want to end this. So that's good.
Well, and everybody's got little things that I'm sure annoys their partner. And maybe they just haven't voiced that out loud yet.
If nothing else, Stacy, take from this call that you're not alone.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys. I have to learn not to, just to keep my cool and not
put,
get irritated.
Next time.
We all have our days.
Yeah. So. Next time, put some earbuds in. Listen to Ben and Kelly Show podcast.
There you go.
Great
put
idea.
Us in your ear holes.
Yeah, right. All right, Stacy. Hey, we're already getting some people texting in their little petty spats that they've had. So we can already tell that you're not alone. So we'll dive into some of those. But yeah, Stacy, again, thank you for talking to us. And maybe it's just a...
But also, just in case he doesn't hear this, go ahead and tell him that to his face.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say, Scott, I'm so sorry, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Scott.
Scott, see, listen, she's owning up. She's apologizing. Let's put this one to bed and let's get back to being happy and cute and together. Okay, that was a good one.
Yeah, like that.
Sorry, babe. Sorry, babe.
All right, Stacy. Thank you. Go kiss Scott now.
Thank you.
Jen says, here to say I'm proud of her for addressing the relationship issues, no matter how small.
Exactly.
She says, I learned that you need to do that to repair the relationship after a divorce.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get that.
You're both going to have probably
those sorts
roles
of things.
In that,
all right. Well, hey, what was the most ridiculous argument you've been in with your partner? Take some of those calls and stories on the way.
Amy from Eminence, noise-canceling headphones. That's
yes.
What she says. That would also help.
Yeah, yeah.
If he wants to whistle,
let him.
Noise-canceling headphones.
That's
there
right. 502-795-1997. Your stories next. Just talk to Stacy, and her boyfriend whistles incessantly. It actually just started over the past couple weeks, and she cannot.
She kind of blew up at him.
Blew up at him. Stupid little spat argument, et cetera, et cetera. It's been going on for how long? 2 weeks?
No. It was just a couple of days.
Oh, a couple of days. Anyways.
Yeah, but they didn't speak.
So she apologized
on her show. And she's like, I'm not the only one that's gotten mad about something stupid.
Now, listen,
right?
Brittany says, does she really think he's going to hear her public apology on the radio over his constant whistling?
Then
she says, I can't hear the TV when I'm eating potato chips.
Chris said,
I once broke up with a girl because she sang a lot.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't that she liked to sing. She was just terrible at it. In her effort was over the top. It kind of sounded like the Rubber Chicken songs, but less funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous arguments.
Terry says, I once lost my you-know-what over my sister losing the back of one of my earrings. You can replace those pretty easily.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little thing.
Amanda texted and said, apparently, I, quote, load the dishwasher wrong.
Oh, yeah.
AKA not his way.
Sure.
He reloads it. I reload it back.
Oh, no.
We did this 3 times until we realized we could have just washed the dishes by hand.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But still, who wins, though?
I don't know.
Are we just going to be fine with whoever's loading it? They're going to load it their way and you got to be okay with it. It's still going to get the dishes clean. Is that what we do?
By the way, Trina rolls in, siding with Stacy, our listener, and says, I have ADHD and I would lose my mind. All the noises are bad.
Oh, bless. Bless her heart. Okay. Duly noted.
Yeah, noted.
Danielle says, we argued for 20 minutes about who steals the blanket at night.
Oh.
He swears it's me. I swore it's him.
Oh.
We ended up buying a second blanket like it was a peace treaty.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Regardless of who's to blame, we'll have another one.
Exactly. Once you kind of get past the, okay.
It was you. No, it's you.
Right. We can simmer down. This isn't huge.
Figure out a solution.
Yeah. Michelle said, my boyfriend ruined dinner last month over, quote, the proper way to eat a taco.
Oh, no.
I bite mine across. He bites down the middle. He says I'm committing food crimes. I say he's ruining the taco economy.
Wow. Wait,
I feel like Michelle's
is... How do you not start at the end?
I know. I was going to say, I feel like Michelle's right.
Right.
So, Michelle, Kelly and I...
That's kind of psychopath material if you're starting top in the middle down.
Kelly and I are on your side.
Because you're losing stuff on both sides, are you not?
You win. You win. Tell him that.
If you want to stoke the fires, just send him this podcast.
Yeah, just tell him that. Tell him, guess what? Remember the whole taco thing? I win!
Yes. Oh, Vanessa. Yes, Vanessa. I lost my you-know-what with him over the right way to hang toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
I am team over like a civilized human.
Mm.
He's team under like a sociopath. It's still unresolved.
You know what? Miss me.
That would drive me
Miss
nuts.
Me with that. I don't care. As long as there's
you don't care?
No, I don't care.
How are you not incessantly annoyed? It has to be over.
Nope.
You know why? Because if it's under, it just keeps like falling down.
Let me tell you.
It makes sense to be over.
No. Under is fine.
It's not fine.
I can go over and under.
No, you can go over and that is it.
And the under, because... listen, you don't deal with cats who paw at the toilet paper. And if they paw at the toilet paper when it's over...
If it's under, then it doesn't...
If it's under, it doesn't roll out onto the floor. Okay. If it's over, it just... It rolls out all over the floor.
I might see that point. So people with cats can do it under.
Yeah.
But if you don't have
and
cats,
And under's fine.
Over.
As long as there's toilet paper there. As long as someone's replaced the toilet paper, we're good.
I can't. It's my OCD... will just flare up.
Your OCD for under?
There are certain things. It has to be over. It just looks like it's wrong.
Well,
it
if
looks backwards.
Listen. Sorry. And we're going
on a tangent.
A tangent here.
We're going all into war with Vanessa.
Buckle up. We're on a tangent. Listen, I feel like your OCD would be more inclined if the paper isn't torn evenly across.
I don't care about that.
You don't care about that?
No.
So if it's under, then you don't even see that.
If I see it, I'll fix it. I'm like, that's fine.
What I can't stand are...
I'll make sure I tear it off better.
Right. What I can't stand are the, like, you're in such a rush that you can't tear it off evenly.
Yes.
They have perforations for a reason.
Sure. Hopefully, when you just yank, yank it off, rip it off. It's going to rip. It's not our fault if it doesn't rip evenly. But I'll fix it. But listen, it's for civilized humans. It is over. That's the correct way to do it.
Listen,
if you have cats, I'll allow it to be under, but that's just in your bathroom.
I'm a little discouraged.
Is it? It's erupting the text.
No. Exactly. That's what I'm discouraged about.
Yeah.
The fact that we get passionate about toilet paper over under, and then that's what you decide to. We give you hours and hours.
Yes.
Of content.
And this is when everyone rolls in. Yes.
And then you're like, no, under.
Lauren has a good point. Over is preferred, but as long as he puts the roll back on the holder,
yeah, see?
I'm good.
That's fine.
Yes, it is absolutely nails on a chalkboard to leave the empty roll still on there. Like, who does right. that?
I think.
How lazy are you?
We can be done. Can we be done?
I'm just, you know, Kelly is rolling into hashtag team over. If I'm at someone's house in their powder room and it's under, I switch it.
All right, whatever. I don't want to have this argument here because I will not be swayed because I don't care. If it's over, fine.
Why are you so passionate about it then?
Why are you so passionate that it's going to be under?
Well, I feel as though there's one way. You are over here saying it doesn't matter to me, but under. Like, you're not owning up to the fact you are indeed passionate and you do actually care. You can't sit over there and say, I don't care. But then passionately argue for under.
Why are you such a psycho about it being over?
Because.
That's the thing. That's what I can't understand.
I staked my flag on the hill of it's gotta be over. You're all like, I don't really care. But under. And then you're like, because I have cats and the thing. And I was like, okay, I'll allow
because
that.
I'm getting
but then you can't sit there and say you're not passionate while you're getting all passionate and yelling about it.
Nope. Not passionate.
Okay. Then hashtag team over. If you're not passionate, you say okay.
We're done.
You just say okay.
We're done.
Okay.
People are calling. I don't want to answer any of the phones. I don't want to answer any of you. Because I don't want to continue this conversation because it's stupid. Okay. Hey, thank you.
Britt also switches other people's houses.
Will you stop? Kelly, we're mowing the same lawn.
I love all my people.
We're going back and forth over the same lawn.
If I'm at your house and it's wrong, I'm switching it. That's so great.
All right. Thank you for all the stories and for all of the passion. At least we know you're alive on 99.70. So earlier in the show, we kind of got off the rails because of Stacy, who got into like this petty argument with her boyfriend because he was whistling incessantly, and it annoyed her to the point where she got mad.
And then they didn't speak for 2 days. So then she came to us saying, yeah, can you help me apologize?
Yeah, just
I feel just really apologize. Bad. It was a dumb thing to get mad about.
I mean, look, anybody who's been in a relationship, sometimes it's just a bad day. And you're like, I don't know why this is annoying me so much.
Right.
But it's just annoying me.
Yes.
Like, we got a text message from a listener that said, my husband separated my silverware from what I brought into the relationship versus what his mom bought us.
Oh.
We have lived together 7 years and he still does this when he gets mad. So when he gets mad, he separates the silverware from, okay, well, this is your silverware and this is what my mom
got. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is
brutal.
By the way, Lisa says, I love that the group therapy segment about a petty argument resulted in a petty argument.
Yeah.
On the right track for the day.
Yeah, because Vanessa had rolled in and said, I lost my S with him over the right way to hang toilet paper. I'm team over like a civilized human. He's team under like a sociopath, still unresolved. To which I just said, I don't care as long as there's toilet paper there. I don't care if it's over or under.
No. Then you said, I have cats, so I prefer it to be under because when they're incessantly rolling,
batting at the roll, then
it doesn't become unraveled.
And that is true.
And I said, okay, fine, in your particular situation, I'll allow it.
Okay.
But everywhere else, it needs to be over. It needs to be over. And then so many other people are just like, yes, that is correct. The patent for the toilet paper roll, it is indeed shown as over. And then my friend Mandy texted this little meme. It says, beards are cool, mullets are bad, with the demonstration.
What does that mean?
That means, you know, with the over, it's a happy face. That's a beard. You know, it's hanging down like a beard. But if it's in the back, right? Then if it's an under, it kind of looks like a mullet in the back, and that's a sad face.
Oh, so you're... friend Mandy is the expert on this all of a sudden?
100%. Yes.
What did she invent, toilet paper?
It's explained for people that can't understand. It's visually explained with pictures.
People who can't understand.
Yes.
Listen. Yes. All I said was I appreciate there just being toilet paper there. It doesn't get my blood pressure up seeing it under or over. I won't switch it, like many people said.
Oh, yes. Many people rolled in just like, yes, if I'm at someone's house and it's the wrong way, a.k.a. under, then I switch it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't, this doesn't bother me. But then everybody's like, Ben is wrong.
Because you say it doesn't bother you, but then you're like, but under. That's what you say. You're like, oh, it doesn't really matter, but under. So it's like you pretend like you don't have a stance. You clearly have a stance. See, look at your face. You're already starting to get the little steam that comes out of your ears.
No, I'm not getting steam that's coming out of my ears.
When you get called out for having a stance, even when you say you don't have a stance, that's what you're mad about.
Maddie texted us and said, it's funny that you guys have been on so long and you guys never fight this much.
Everly, you must be new here.
Maddie, you must be new because this is literally every other day.
She's been a lifer. She's been hanging out with us for a long time.
Aaron... getting back to the original question, ridiculous arguments, little spats that you get on. Aaron said, this is embarrassing, but we just got into this argument the other day over our dog's, quote, inner voice.
Oh, it's like the voice that you make up for your dog?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Aaron said, I do the dog's voice high-pitched and goofy.
Oh, hello! Hi, guys!
He insists the dog's voice would be deep and serious. Hi, guys. Hey, hi, I just want to be fed and loved. That's all I want. She says, I think he was offended that I emasculated his boy, LOL.
Yeah, like he's a boy, you know, dog. What? He needs to have a boy voice.
But I do that purposely to my dog, Dougal.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you need to be knocked down a few pegs, buddy.
Oh, so you use the high-pitched voice just as a point to make him feel bad? Okay,
yes.
I got it.
Yes. Hi, guys.
In my mind, any dog sounds like Doug from Up. If I have just met you and I love you.
I love you.
Yes, exactly. Like, that it doesn't matter which dog it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that voice.
Exactly. Well, it was like my grandpa always thought dogs were boys and cats were girls.
Oh my gosh.
He didn't matter. Didn't matter. If it's a dog, it's a boy. If it's a cat, it's a girl. Okay. That's not how it works, but okay.
Do you ever stop to think, how do they make new dogs?
You know what? I don't know. I just stopped asking. So let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Taylor calling us from New Albany. Hi, Taylor.
Good morning.
Good morning. Taylor's 5'7", has brown hair, works in fundraising, and is married.
Awesome. Do you have experience with kids or drunk people?
Both, actually, yes.
Great. Wow. All right, expertise in both arenas.
In both. This will do you well.
Great.
All right, Kelly's going to explain how it all works.
You're going to hear three stories. Your task is to determine whether the star of the story was a little kid or a drunk adult at the time.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
This is Luke's. I ran into a barbed wire fence chasing a rabbit.
This is Luke. Great.
All right.
He might be a little drunk now.
Luke ran into a fence.
I think it probably was a little kid.
Little kid?
And that he was drunk while he recorded that.
Maybe. A little bit of both.
All right.
A barbed wire fence.
All right. Thank you, Luke.
Watch out for those.
All right. Let's figure that out.
So, yeah, I was a little kid.
There you go.
Precious little Luke.
That's right.
And we were going to meet a couple girls and decided to chase a rabbit. And I ran into the fence, but Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. But did they meet the girls?
I don't think so.
There's no closure.
There's no closure, but, you know, Luke, thank you for that great story.
Wow.
All right, you're one for one. Here we go, next one. Taylor. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got kicked out of a museum for knocking over an astronaut display.
Oh.
I am going to go with drunk adult. I feel like little kids don't necessarily go to museums without
Could be a field trip, though. Yeah. Could be a field trip.
Could be.
That's what I was thinking.
All right.
Like, why are you drunk at a museum? But okay.
All right.
First date problem.
There it is. All right, that Taylor. Let's see.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, you got it.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
I had a few bottles of wine and went to a museum with my boyfriend.
I'm sorry.
A few bottles?
Wow.
Of wine?
Wow.
I climbed the security rope and tried taking a selfie with a huge astronaut display. I lost my balance and fell into the display.
Oh, my God. Look, guys, I'm totally on the moon.
Totally on the moon. All right. Wow. Good job. Taylor, you're great at this. You're two for two so far.
I wish if I could just like watch that happen in real time, that would be amazing.
I know. You're just sitting there going, What is this chick doing?
What is she doing?
What do you even do after that? Like, you tell on yourself?
You run away.
There's probably a security guard who's like, hey, lady, you gotta leave.
Some words.
All right. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So one time I see my brother sleeping oh so peacefully, and I decided I wanted to get some paint, and I painted his pants from the top to the bottom.
Painted his pants.
Wow.
That is definitely a kid.
Yeah.
Because if she is a drunk adult sleeping with her brother, that's it.
Really,
you know what?
That's a really good point to zero in on.
I was going to say, well done. Well done. Context clues could send us to the right answer. You said little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yes, you were.
I probably got grounded.
Yes, you were. Yeah. That's funny.
And he was about like 10 months old. And, you know, I thought he needed some pizzazz. And it was a whole lot of screaming after that. Because it was permanent pain.
Oh, my gosh. It was permanent. Oh, my gosh. 10-month-old. Oh, 10-month-old.
Painted the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. All right. Taylor, you were perfect. 3 for 3. Well done. Congratulations.
That was impressive.
Congratulations.
Yes. Can I get a shout out real quick?
Yes, for sure.
My 9-year-old wants to shout out someone.
All right. Go ahead.
Hi, Zozo.
Hi.
Wait, did you say Zozo?
Zozo is my best friend. She's watching from Owensboro.
Oh, that is great.
I get it. My daughter's name is Zoe, and one of the nicknames that we have for her is Zozo. So that's good.
That's so cute. Yay.
All right, cool.
And your daughter, too.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. All right, Taylor, good job. Congrats. Hang tight. We'll get a little bit more information from you and give you a prize, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, cool. Hang on.
That's great. And shout out to Jay Brown, Virginia, who's doing jumping jacks in a Speedo.
See, you can be doing anything.
That's great. Thanks for sharing.
On 99.7 DJX. I noticed something that I do over the weekend, and that is whenever I pick up a book it's mostly a book, but I actually picked up a book, which I should be commended.
With the intention of moving it or reading it?
It was a book that my wife was reading.
Oh.
But I moved it off of the bed.
You were moving it.
And onto her nightstand.
Uh-huh.
So I picked it up and I smelled it.
You smelled the book?
Yeah. I opened it up and I smelled the pages. Is that normal?
No.
Or no?
Why are we smelling books?
Why not? It smells good.
Oh. Okay.
You don't ever do that?
No, I don't.
When's the last time you touched a book?
Last summer.
Okay.
I was on a kick.
You were on a kick.
I read a bunch of Colleen Hoover books last summer.
All right.
And now I just haven't had the time.
Sure. But you didn't like smell the inside of the book?
No.
That's not a thing that you do?
No.
Interesting. See, I thought everybody did that.
No.
Because it smells some sort of, especially if it's an older book, it's something about like the ink and the paper. As it gets older, it has that smell to it.
I know the smell as you like turn the page.
It smells like a library.
Yes.
Kind of like a library.
Yes, but I haven't thought, I need to smell it closer. That's not a thought that's entered my brain.
Next time.
Okay.
open up the book and give it a little sniff.
I feel like that'd be weird.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not...
I'm not calling that normal. Not like pulling it up to your face and inhaling.
Well, that's dumb.
If you've noticed the smell of a book, okay. I think we've all noticed the smell of a book, but I don't... I'm not going to put it in my face and...
So that's... Yeah. So that's just a me thing.
That's a you thing.
Okay.
I feel like.
All right. Normal or nope, that you're saying it's not.
That's what I'm thinking.
We did get another one that said, I eat cereal with a fork.
How does that work exactly?
I don't know.
Because it's in milk, right? Or is it dry?
Well, I would imagine it's in milk, yeah?
I would think.
So if
and then part of it is to have milk in the spoon with the cereal, right?
Yeah.
I feel like that's part of the enjoyment of cereal.
Yeah, unless you're a drinker at the end, you like tip the bowl and you drink it.
You do both. You're gonna have plenty left if you got some milk in the spoon with you on every bite. You will. Yeah.
Well, this person, I eat cereal with a fork.
I need a video. A demonstration video.
I mean, I guess it might be a thing where they don't typically like seek out a fork and they just pick whatever utensil they grab first.
Okay, but if we're saying normal or nope, every commercial that's ever shown cereal, people are eating it with a spoon.
No, I'm saying that's not normal too.
Yeah.
But I think it's also unhinged if they are grabbing for a utensil and the utensils aren't sectioned off, forks, spoons, knives.
Who lives like that?
Yeah, who lives like that? And like with just
that's
random,
chaotic and crazy. That's, if you don't that's what separate I'm saying. Your utensils, you need therapy.
If your utensils are just in a drawer, just willy nilly,
like
just
that
tossed
would
in a drawer,
insane.
Without,
like, I need a spoon. Oh, I'm gonna
I've
have to sift
through
the entire drawer to find no.
That in and
no,
of itself,
sir.
that in and of itself is crazy. Natalie, by the way, texts us and says two things. One, brand new book smell is the best. Old book smell is great too.
Okay.
But then says, I eat chicken noodle soup with a fork. Not a big broth person, so I'd rather just get the chunks and noodles and all that stuff.
But then the noodles like fall right off, don't they?
Well,
I feel like you need to scoop it with the
noodles.
With the spoon.
Well, aren't
they're
the noodles
very,
are like spaghetti like?
Yes, they're very skinny and slimy, and don't they just slip right through?
Well,
the
you
prongs?
Just like eat it like you're eating spaghetti, I guess, right?
That's not as easy to do in soup.
Mm.
That's a little unhinged.
I want to go back to the people who just have a drawer
that's
full
what we need to examine.
Of full
if you're
of
not
utensils.
Separating your utensils, tell
now,
me why.
Now,
defend your stance.
I will say that I have a drawer that is full of just utensils,
sure.
But it's the big utensils. It's
right.
Like the serving spoons,
yes,
or it's
the
like
ladles.
The ladles,
yes.
It's the sieves,
tongs.
It's the tongs, right.
Yes.
I have all that just kind of thrown in a drawer.
Pancake flippers, yes.
Yes. I don't have...
There's really no good way to organize all that.
Silverware, fork, knife, spoon, just
they
willy-nilly
dividers.
Thrown. I know.
You can get them anywhere.
And they're not very expensive. You can get
they
them
are
at
not. They're very
Dollar
cheap.
Tree for like a dollar.
And then you have some sort of order in your life. Even
that,
if the rest of your house is an
insane.
Absolute train wreck.
Yeah, that's insane.
You need to have your utensils separated.
All right, just a couple of them there. Cereal with a fork. No.
No.
Smelling a book. I don't know. I'm not quite on the that is not normal train. Because
I don't bring it up to my face.
Because like, I do it.
I will. I've noticed the
you
smell
should
of a
do
book,
it. You
but
should
I
do
don't
it next
put
time.
It to my face and then sniff it.
And you
deeply.
Might be a convert.
Okay.
You got,
I
you
love
got
to how
read.
You try to pull us into your weird little world.
I got to try somehow.
Okay.
I can't just be the only one flapping out here in the breeze.
Well.
All right. A little normal or nope there on 99.70JX. You know, sometimes people think that when they hear the show, it sounds like we're not sober. And so we double down on it and we say, well, what would it sound like if we really weren't? It was Now, if you're
I mean,
listening,
in real time, when you rolled that out, that was a little crazy. But when you slow it down.
Yeah, I was going to say, it slowed down a little bit now. Hang on.
Did you just produce an intro?
Yeah, it was man versus mower.
Incredible production value.
Thank you.
That's incredible production. I can hear it again.
Can I hear it again?
Do it again.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Oh, this is okay.
Yeah, so we slow segments down, just random snippets from the show, and it sounds like we're not sober.
I'm glad you can gauge the temperature, and you're so bullheaded you won't consider any sort of suggestions. That's what I appreciate about you.
Like, listen, buddy.
Let me tell you a few things.
This is the hill I'm dying on.
What? You're dying on the I'm not charging my phone hill. Whatever it's got is what it's got, and it's fine. What are we talking about?
I think we were talking about, like, charging phones or something. And the fact that my phone right now is on, like, 19%.
And, oh, great.
Yeah, yours is probably on 100 or whatever. Yes. Because that's just how it is.
Yes, that's how we live. Yes, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Susie's still saying, your phone's not even going to make it to the 9. You're so optimistic.
It sounds so random. So, yeah, when we take just content, pieces of the show, and snip it out, slow it down, kind of sounds like we're drunk.
I picked it up, and I smelled it.
Where are we going with
this? What? What is this? What is this?
Like, I...
You smelled the book? You smelled the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I opened it up, and I... smelled the pages. Is that
what
normal?
The world? No!
No.
It's like, what kind of conversations are we having here on this stupid show?
What is this show about? Why are we smelling books?
Why not? It smells good.
I stand behind that question. I stand behind that question. It
smells good.
Oh. Okay.
You don't ever do that?
No. No, I don't. No.
When's the last time you touched a book?
You know what? Shots fired. Last summer.
Okay. But you didn't, like, smell the inside of the book?
No.
That's not a thing that you do?
No.
Interesting. See, I thought everybody did that.
What in the world?
No.
Oh, God. Don't let management hear this. They're going to be like, what in the world kind of programming are we allowing on this behemoth of a radio station?
Oh, shoot.
That is what? What in the world?
We got a text message from a listener. Is Kelly drunk? Well,
yeah, no.
This is what this it would sound just, like. It,
yeah.
If it were the case.
Slow down the audio.
All right, we'll do one
of
more.
Previous segments that are just outlandishly ridiculous.
All right, we'll do one more.
Yes, you're in a hugging club, and then if you're not hugging anymore, I feel like you don't mean as much.
What?
let me tell you something.
We're in a hugging club. What in the world?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like that's the way I would take it. Because I've done that before where I've hug someone and then I'm shaking their hand the next time.
You demoted them.
What? This sounds absolutely insane.
Maybe they're upset about it still.
Maybe I didn't even know.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Oh, talking about when you hug someone and you greet them, but then, like, the next time you're just shaking hands. That's weird, yeah, right?
That's weird. Sure.
Oh.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what it would sound like if we did the show not sober.
But see, do you appreciate that we're completely sober now, right?
No.
We're completely, no.
They don't, no one appreciates that. Sometimes when you think you've seen someone, you don't get a name or number, but you want to follow up, what do you do?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. Woman for man.
Okay.
To the shirtless guy on the Jumbotron.
All right.
You, shirtless. Center court.
Okay.
Bearded. Dad bod confidence radiating like a space heater in winter.
Okay.
No ring that my binocular vision could detect.
All right.
One beer in each hand like you were born that way. When the camera found you, you didn't panic or wave awkwardly. You performed.
Yes.
Fist pumping, chugging, cheering like you were the card's emotional support human.
All right.
I was there with friends, fully clothed, fully unprepared for the jolt of wild energy I didn't know my life was missing until that exact moment.
Sure.
You looked about my age.
All right.
Fun in a way that suggests you might enjoy a farmer's market, but also absolutely know your way around a Kroger on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
I caught myself imagining.
Yeah.
And wondering if you'd get along with my two male roommates.
What?
Elvis Presley and Sir Pounce-a-Lot. That's important.
Elvis Presley and Sir Pounce-a-Lot.
That's pretty great.
I like that.
Even though you were only on the big screen for a blink, I found you across the arena and, yes, kept watching.
Yes.
I remain deeply impressed by your ability to fist pump, chug beer, and maintain peak cheering stamina for the entire game without losing form.
That is impressive.
I hoped we'd accidentally collide after the final buzzer. A spilled beer, a meet cute, a destiny.
Yeah.
Instead, you vanished back into the crowd like a beautiful, slightly sweaty Bigfoot. So if you see this or open to some fun with an attractive 30-something who owns too many throw blankets and passes my cat test, reply with what your friend wrote on your chest so I know it's really you.
What your friend wrote in your chest? That just sounds like a whole lot of unhinged craziness.
What in the world? I do want to meet the cat, so.
Elvis Presley. Sir Pounce-a-Lot. I love it. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
To the lady in the Kroger aisle. All of them. Man for woman. You were wearing leggings, sweatshirt, black hair pulled into a ponytail and running errands. I was a 35-year-old divorced guy with a half-formed grocery list and the confidence of a guy who'd survived a marriage and now fears nothing except social interaction.
Oh, wow.
We kept passing each other in the Kroger aisles. Produce, cereal, frozen foods. Every aisle came with another glance, another smile. Wow, it's been a while because that smile sent my brain into a full spiral.
Oh, well.
Started drafting a witty line in my head. Something light, you know, something charming. Something that said I'm emotionally available. It's still fun at bar trivia.
Bar trivia?
Three aisles later, I finally worked up the courage. I decided I'd casually comment on whatever product you happen to be looking at it. Make some sort of joke. You know, simple, safe, foolproof, right?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Except you were in the feminine hygiene aisle.
No. Abort mission! Abort mission!
And then, before I could stop myself, my brain watched in horror as my mouth said, that time of the month, huh?
Oh, God!
Followed by an awkward chuckle that sounded like my soul leaving my body.
Oh, my God.
You look confused. Rightfully. My brain immediately pulled the fire alarm on the entire interaction. I abandoned my half-filled cart and left the store.
Yes, we're just run away. Run away.
He just was like, I'm out.
Just run away.
Sat in my car questioning every life choice that led me there. Finished. Socially deceased.
Oh, yeah. Nope. There's no recovery. You don't ever go back to that store again.
If by some miracle you see this, I just want you to know that I thought you were incredibly attractive. Your smile was the highlight of my grocery run.
Dang it.
And I would love a second chance where I do not say the worst possible sentence in a man can say in public.
That was the worst possible sentence, I think, yes.
I promise I'm much more normal in aisles that do not contain pink packaging.
Oh, wow. Listen.
It's like... his mouth just starts saying in his brain's like, no, don't say that.
No. And then he did. And listen, just as a woman who ever has to buy anything like that, we are trying to get in and out undetected with those products. Yeah. We're going to the self-checkout. We're not trying to have any sort of human interaction with those products in our possession. It's just FYI.
That bless time of the heart. Month, huh?
Oh, my. We never go back there again.
All right.
We go to another store forever. Bless his heart.
All right. So whether you're looking for the shirtless dude who was on the Jumbotron or the lady walking the aisles at Kroger.
No.
We need to know which Kroger it was, though.
Oh, no.
That's
no,
what
no.
we need to know. It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist. Such secondhand embarrassment.
On 99.7 DJX. All right, I need your attention real quick. I just need to ask you a quick quiz question on 99.7 DJX. I think you're going to get this right, and I'll bet my pinky finger that you will.
Okay? Does that mean that I get to cut off your pinky finger if I get it wrong?
Sure. Spell for me the word strawberry.
Strawberry. S-T-R-A-W-B-E-R-R-Y. Strawberry.
Very good. Yes, you got it right. Now, we're going to take you through the emotions that this guy went through when asking ChatGPT to spell strawberry.
How many R's are there in strawberry?
He asked, how many R's are there in strawberry? How many R's do you think are in strawberry, Kelly? How many R's?
There are three.
Three R's. Yes.
Strawberry has two R's in it.
Are you sure?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. This is just where it begins.
Absolutely sure. There's an R after the T and another one near the end, so two R's it is.
Okay, so I think that there are three R's.
I see what's going on. But if we count them together, there's one R after the T and one right before the Y. So that does add up to just two R's in strawberry.
Okay.
Maybe one of them is just feeling extra noticeable.
What in the world math is that?
So he's filming himself talking to ChatGPT, asking how many R's there are in strawberry.
She sounds so confident, too.
Yeah, so you're actually spelling it. It's getting transcribed with two R's before the Y.
Yeah, so he's like looking at his screen and seeing what ChatGPT is writing.
Are you not reading what you're writing?
Yes, exactly. And then ChatGPT is spelling it correctly, but not saying it right.
Oh, I see the mix-up now. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, it's definitely just the two R's and the word itself, but no worries. Glad we got that cleared up.
Okay, no, it's three R's because it's one after the T. And then in the word berry, you know that word, berry? There's two R's in berry.
This guy is losing his mind.
Yes.
and then ChatGPT just is like...
doubling down.
I get what you're saying now. You're counting the berry part as if it had two R's on it.
As if it did.
Who programmed you? They can't spell.
No, I'm not counting it as if it had two R's. It has two R's.
He's like, No.
All right, I see where the confusion is coming from. I promise I'm not trying to be stubborn here.
Wow!
In the standard spelling of strawberry, there's just one R in straw and one R in berry. So
No, there aren't. How many R's are there in straw?
So he's just like, are you what?
Let's break it down.
What am I listening to? Yeah, all right. Let's break it down. All right, ChatGPT, his question. How many R's are there in straw?
In straw, there's just one R.
Okay, now correct. In the word berry, how many R's are there?
Ah.
In berry, there's also just one R.
No, there is not!
So combined, strawberry is just that one R in straw and one in berry. I know it can be a bit frustrating when we're just seeing it differently, but you haven't done anything wrong.
No, I. You have done something wrong.
You haven't done anything wrong.
It's all right.
You're just a silly, stupid human.
You're just a human.
The word strawberry, I want you to spell it. Every time you say an R, I want you to count. So spell it like this. STR1AWBER2R3Y.
Okay.
This is good. This is good.
All right. This has
to be right.
This has to be right.
She has to get it this time.
Absolutely, I can do that for you. So if we spell it out just like that, S-T-R, that's one, A-W-B-E-R, that's two, R, that's A. So yeah, you're right, just like you asked me to count at that A, it does show up as three. Thanks for walking me through.
So how many R's are there in strawberry?
Okay, all right. So,
can she connect the dots?
All right,
finally,
can we do it? And this is just a guy filming himself, asking ChatGPT how to spell strawberry. How many R's are there in strawberry?
It looks like she's learned.
In that case, just to be totally clear, in the standard spelling of the word strawberry, there are two R's, one in and one in.
And he just walks away.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
I mean, talk about going literally insane.
That's
the definition of insane.
He put, watches ChatGPT makes me descend into madness.
Yes, 1,000%. There with you.
We'll tweet that out at Ben and Kelly Show.
That voice is so wonderfully condescending.
I see what you did here.
Oh, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
It's fine. I know it can be confusing, but let me explain. You again. Okay, she's so patient with the stupid human.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, there you go. At Ben and
9970 JX.
All right, we're going to create your backstory using only your name and your age. All right? It's 9970 JX. We're going to see how this works. So, just text us or you can call us 502-795-1997 and we'll just make something up and figure out what you, what life you've lived and how you came to the point where you are.
Okay. What your career is. Mm.
So, thank you first to Katie, texted us 41.
Oh, we're doing a little theme music and stuff?
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Katie, who's 41,
insists she's laid back. Mm. But her life resume reads like a deleted scene from a reality show that should have never been greenlit. At 23, Katie briefly dated a drummer who lived in a storage unit and claimed he was, quote, between breakthroughs.
Oh, wow.
At 29, Katie started doing hot yoga exclusively because her enemies might be there.
Her enemies might be there, so she decided to go there. All right.
At 34, she learned how to make sourdough.
Awesome.
Told everyone it, quote, changed her.
Oh, wow.
Now at 41, Katie owns 3 water bottles.
Yes.
None of which are clean.
Okay.
Emotionally supports herself by saying, I deserve a little treat before every minor decision. Has a drawer full of chargers that don't fit anything she owns.
Uh-huh.
A beef with one specific neighbor, but doesn't even know their name.
Oh, wow.
Katie, who's 41, has lived, learned, and refuses to elaborate.
Oh, wow. I choose to think that is about 35% accurate.
Oh, shoot.
Katie, were we on the mark with any of it? Let us know.
That's great. Thank you. That is well done. All right. We'll do one more here, and then we'll get some more people. If you want to text or call,
okay,
we can do that. Let's see, Mason.
Mason's 23. Youngin.
Mason.
23 years old.
Mason, who's 23, entered adulthood the way most people enter a haunted house.
What?
Confident, loud, and immediately regretting it. At a mere 19, Mason just crashing out on a couch for a week that somehow lasted 8 months. And now at 21, Mason bought concert tickets instead of groceries and called it investing in memories.
Oh, wow. I feel like this is pretty accurate.
Now, at the ripe old age of 23, Mason owns exactly one pan, seven hoodies, a playlist titled Bangers Only, but Sad.
Yes.
Mason has Googled, is this normal, more times than he'll admit. Mason believes every minor inconvenience is a sign from the universe and says things like, I could totally start a podcast without even owning a microphone.
I don't need it.
Mason, 23 years old, figuring it out in public and with witnesses.
I think that is 100% Mason to a T. Mason from E-Town. How'd we do? I think that was pretty great. By the way, Katie says, never have done hot yoga a day in my life. But the Chargers are spot on. And yes, I do deserve a little treat. And I have 17 water bottles.
Ah, see, there we go. We were close. We were close. We were close.
Okay.
And Mason from E-Town said 100% false.
But I love it.
All right. Well, hey, listen. We don't know anything. We're just guessing. We're guessing your backstory, all right? All right. Well, here. We'll take a few more, right? 502-795-1997. All right, we're attempting to create your origin story here on 99.7 DJX.
Knowing your name and your age.
Yeah, so we,
that's it.
We don't really know you, but this is a great way to like get to know you.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, Martin's 37.
All right, Martin, 37. Martin, 37-year-old Martin, has the confidence of a guy once fixed something by turning it off and back on and now believes he's unstoppable. At 28 years old, Martin bought a grill that was way too expensive for his lifestyle, made it everyone's problem. At 31, Martin went through a craft beer phase that's involved taking photos of foam and saying words like notes and finish with his whole chest.
Wow.
Now, at the youthful age of 37, Martin stretches before doing absolutely nothing.
He probably should.
Owns a drawer labeled miscellaneous.
He labeled it? That's great. He
tells story that starts with, my buddy from college. Even though he hasn't spoken to that buddy for years.
Doesn't matter. They don't know that.
Claims he's low drama, but Martin, who's 37's blood pressure, says otherwise. How do we do, Martin?
I think that's great. We haven't even, like, ventured down his romantic life. That's another lane. Not sure.
All right.
Not sure.
You got anybody else?
Gosh, we want to do Trina? Trina's 38. Well, listen, we have made up our own little backstory.
I've always said with Trina, with absolute love and affection.
Yes.
That she's been ridden hard and put away wet. She's lived life, right?
She always rolls into group therapy with advice that's a little on the, it's the tough love.
All right, so Trina. Our dear Trina.
Mm-hmm.
38-year-old Trina.
Yeah.
Lived at least four personalities and answers to all of them.
That sounds accurate.
At 24, Trina almost moved to three different cities. And still tells people she did.
Yes, why not? They don't know.
At 29, Trina bought a planner, labeled it my reset era.
Yes.
Used it twice.
Sure.
Lost it in a tote bag.
Dang
that
it.
Has never seen daylight again.
Oh, man. No.
By 33, our lovely Trina has a strong stance on oat milk.
Oat milk?
Zero follow through on hobbies.
Okay.
And a group chat muted for her own peace. Now at 38 years old, Trina owns candles for moods she does not experience, sends voice notes, and starts calm and ends feral, treats minor inconveniences like character development arcs. Trina, who's 38, is not spiraling. she is free falling.
Yeah.
With confidence.
Yes.
There it is. Free falling with confidence.
I like that. Oh, Trina. Oh, I feel like that's about 65%
accurate. We're just creating your backstory. We're creating your origin story. We don't know you personally, but we'd like to. And yeah. So we'll make it up.
Exactly.
So we'll make it up.
In our minds. We don't you know get what? To have you know long in-depth conversations with all of you, so...
Hang on a second. Kelly, you know how we can label our text numbers that come through?
Yes.
There's a section where we can put notes.
Oh,
should we
notes.
Put the backstories that we've created in their notes?
Maybe. Maybe.
So there's a
lot.
Be?
Yeah, there's a lot of information we can load in here with each number. So maybe we do that.
Oh, shoot.
Let me find one defining line from it.
All right. All right. Well, here. We'll. Okay.
Are we going to do Swifty Kim?
Oh, should we do Swifty Kim?
I mean, let's get the regulars in here.
All right.
Swifty Kim's been on the train, the Ben and Kelly train, for a long time. She's 52. We know because she's named Swifty Kim, she's a massive Swifty. That's the one thing we know about her.
Okay. All right. By
the way, Martin says spot on. I'm
dying. Oh, spot on.
We nailed him. Martin, yep. I knew that.
All right. Our youthful Swifty Kim, 52 years young, lived long enough to see trends come back around and still refuses to apologize for any of her phases.
Yes, queen!
At 27, Swifty Kim disappeared for a summer, came back with bangs, confidence, zero explanation.
Okay.
At 35, she declared she was, quote, done with drama.
Oh.
While actively being the most interesting source of it.
Was she shaking it off?
Now at 52, Swifty Kim owns reading glasses she'll never wear.
Yeah.
Has a ringtone that blares Taylor Swift.
Of course.
And calls everyone Swifty while absolutely judging them.
Okay.
She knows exactly how things should be done, but chooses chaos instead. She's
absolutely
tired. She's sharp.
Yep.
She has stories that legally required a beverage before being told.
Oh, wow.
Swifty Kim, 52, not aging, marinating.
Marinating.
Very good.
I like that.
All right. Hey, all right.
By the way, Trina says, why is this scary accurate?
That's right. All right, I tell you what. We'll do one more round of this, all right?
Okay.
We're creating your origin story.
Just from your name and your age.
All right.
That's it.
That's right. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi.
Tina from Shelbyville?
No, well, Taylorsville? You all know me as Tina from, yes, correct. That's right.
All right.
Okay. All right,
Tina. How old are you?
I'm 63.
All right, 63. Tina.
63 years young.
Tina from Shelbyville is what we're going to call
now
you.
Now Taylorsville.
Tina, 63, has lived a life so extra that even her high school yearbook is in therapy.
Wow! Out the gate!
At 19, our young Tina ran away for a summer to join a traveling jazzercise troupe.
What?
Came back with three sequined leotards and a very suspicious tan. At 42, our fearless Tina bought a small llama on a whim.
What?
Swore it would improve her aura, which it did. Now at 63, Tina from Shelbyville owns seven cats, a garage full of maybe useful someday gadgets, and a collection of hats that could start their own country.
What happened to the llama? Do we still have the llama?
Tina yells at clouds. Has an ongoing feud with the local mailbox and insists on giving unsolicited life advice to anyone within a 5-mile radius.
She has a feud with the mailbox.
That sounds really accurate.
Tina from Shelbyville, 63, not old, just fully realized the hurricane of chaos with a side of sweet tea.
Oh,
there it is,
gosh.
Tina. How accurate are we? We
Dang.
Good?
Well, yeah, a lot. Not the llamas, not all the cats, not all the crap in the garage, but
all
the
right.
rest of it. Yeah, that's
spot
long.
On.
Maybe
all right.
you should
Thank
consider
you, Tina.
A llama for the aura.
That's right, for the aura, to help your
you
aura.
You guys are a mess.
All right, thank you, Tina.
Have a great day.
All right,
you too.
Love
bye.
You, bye.
She might be my favorite.
She might be my favorite. All right, where are we going next?
Do we have Melissa?
All right, Melissa, who's 29?
Melissa's 29. All right.
We're creating your origin story, all right? Your backstory,
just
if you will.
From your name and age.
Yep, Melissa, 29, entered her 20s with a vision board, leaving them with receipts.
Oh.
At 22, our young Melissa said, "I'm just going to have one drink." Then woke up with a traffic cone in her apartment and no memory of how it became her roommate. Then at 25, Melissa briefly believed she was a, quote, outdoors person after buying one pair of hiking boots and have only seen brewery patios.
Brewery patios.
Now at 29, our young Melissa has three personalities depending on caffeine levels, owns candles she refuses to burn because they're, quote, too nice,
yeah,
and treats every inconvenience as a sign to radically change her life. Melissa has Googled, is 29 too late to reinvent yourself? And she's also Googled, why do my knees sound like that?
Why do my knees sound like that?
Melissa, who's 29, is thriving in theory and freelancing emotionally.
Okay, I feel like
well done.
That's gotta
Melissa,
be,
come on.
That's gotta be
I
pretty
like
close.
It. I like it.
That's gotta be pretty close.
All right, what are we doing?
I'm guessing. Do we have 12-year-old Tyson? We gotta do a 12-year-old.
Oh gosh, not a long life to live. But
not a lot.
All right, your origin story, Tyson.
Still,
here we
yes.
go.
All right,
Tyson. 12-year-old Tyson.
Yes.
Already living a life that would exhaust most adults. Listen. At 8 years old,
yeah.
Tyson tried to start a lemonade empire.
Oh, wow.
Ended in a sticky civil war with the neighborhood squirrels.
Dang it.
At 10 years old, Tyson declared himself King of Fortnite and held court from his beanbag throne, demanding tribute in Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Wow.
Now, at the youthful age of 12,
yeah,
Tyson has a burner TikTok.
What? No, he better not.
Owns socks that have never met a matching pair. And treats homework like it's a myth invented by ancient civilizations.
Yep, probably.
Once tried to train the family dog to fetch the Wi-Fi password and came this close to success. Tyson, who's 12, growing up fast, thinking slowly, and already plotting something slightly illegal, but highly ambitious.
Don't do it, Tyson. Don't do it. I think that's probably spot
on. All right, that's good.
Oh, this is
We have
so
time
great.
For one more? We have time for one more.
I feel like, are we going to tackle the tattooed Mexican with a name like that?
All right, so what we're doing, we're creating your origin story, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know you personally. We'd like to, though.
No, exactly.
So we're going to just make it up.
Right, exactly.
Based on your name and age.
Tattooed Mexican's 47.
We don't know Tattooed Mexican's real name.
No,
he just gave us Tattooed Mexican.
He named himself.
Okay, all right, all right. 47-year-old Tattooed Mexican. Less a person, more a legend.
Oh, yeah!
Whispered through group texts. At 26, Tattooed Mexican learned a hard life lesson that still starts every story with, long story short. At 33, Tattooed Mexican vanished for a weekend, came back with new ink.
Oh, yeah.
A limp.
What?
And a rule about never trusting a guy named Rico.
Rico? What'd Rico do?
Now at 47, Tattooed Mexican owns exactly one good jacket that everyone's afraid to touch. Has a laugh that arrives 5 seconds before he does. Treats silence like an invitation to overshare.
Oh my God.
Doesn't explain the tattoos.
No, why would you?
Lets them speak, argue, and occasionally incriminate.
Oh, well.
Tattooed Mexican, 47, survived vibes, decades, and at least one situation where someone said, "You're going to want to sit down for this."
Wow.
All right, that's good. That's good.
I assume the jacket has no sleeves, too. I'm picturing that.
I'm telling you what.
Because you have to show off the tattoos.
We have such interesting listeners.
Absolutely.
I love it.
You guys are amazing.
You guys are awesome.
By the way, Melissa says, that was fantastic. I definitely do Google random popping in my bones. I'm still totally excited for 30.
I love it. All right, good stuff. All right, we'll bring this back. Listen, if you know anything about this show.
Yeah.
It's that we find a good idea and we beat it to death.
Absolutely. So all of you all that are waiting in the wings, we're taking notes.
I'm sure we'll be back for you later, all right?